Hi, I'm Elodie Reed, digital producer for Vermont Public Radio. This podcast has been edited for brevity and clarity. Thanks for listening and enjoy.
Vermont was once known for some of the least restrictive gun laws in the country. That changed in 2018 when Governor Phil Scott called for landmark gun measures after being jolted by what many considered to be a narrowly averted school shooting at Fairhaven Union High School. Among the laws the legislature passed was a measure banning the sale, possession, or transfer into the state of, quote, large-capacity ammunition feeding devices, defined in state statute as long gun magazines holding more than 10 rounds or handgun magazines holding more than 15. This ban was almost immediately challenged in Vermont's civil court, but it's now at the center of a separate case before the Vermont Supreme Court, which is assessing the constitutionality of the ban. Here to explain how this gun control law made it to the Vermont Supreme Court is Alan Keyes, VT Digger's criminal justice reporter. Alan, nice to talk with you again.
Nice to talk to you.
So this all gets very complicated very quickly, and there are lots of pieces and parts that we can pull apart of it. But can you just lay out for us exactly what the Supreme Court is supposed to be deciding in this case?
If the magazine ban, the high-capacity magazine ban limit that's part of the law, is constitutional under Vermont's constitution, and the limit set for magazines is 15 rounds for handguns and 10 rounds for long guns. That's the issue that they're looking to resolve.
Right, but I mean, so
constitutional.
Yeah. So what the Supreme Court is trying to figure out is this constitutional to have this ban on what are often called high capacity magazines?
Correct.
Okay, and so the way that this case came to the Supreme Court, describe the case that's at the heart of it, and then you know why that the Supreme Court is being asked to look at the constitutionality of this ban and how it relates to that case.
Yeah, well, the Max Misha, self-described white supremacist from Bennington, he is the first and only person charged under the law that went into effect. It went into effect on October 1st, 2018. He was charged in February 2019 by the Attorney General's office with possessing two 30-round magazines. You might remember Mish is the person who admitted to racially harassing Kaya Morris, who had been the only black member of the state, the only black woman in the state legislature at the time in 2018.
And Misha said to have in the case, they're alleging that Misha went across the border and bought these 30-round magazines and brought them back into Vermont after the ban had gone into effect.
Yes, and then they went to his apartment and seized them shortly after, and it's the possession of them that he's charged with.
And the reason Misha came to the attention of law enforcement was because of what you'd been talking about, Alan, with the harassment of Kaya Morris. And so he was already on the radar of law enforcement because presumably, I think it's safe to presume that other Vermonters also went and bought larger capacity magazines than the law allows even after the ban went into place. But Misha was already on the radar of law enforcement.
He certainly was, and actually his attorney argued in the criminal case that the Attorney General's office brought the charge as a way, as they used the word vindictive in bringing the charge against Misha when they filed a motion to dismiss the case against him. That was rejected by the judge.
And it's the fact that this motion to dismiss was rejected that has now led it to the Vermont Supreme Court, right?
Correct. Judge William Cohen, who was sitting in Bennington at the time, ruled that the limit on the high-capacity magazine set under the law was constitutional. Judge Cohen has since been appointed to the Vermont Supreme Court that is hearing this appeal of his decision. He has recused himself from the case because of his earlier involvement in the case.
And so how are the arguments going? What are you hearing?
It was kind of a fascinating oral argument because right away, as both attorneys started into their presentations, the justices jumped in and asked questions. And the big questions that the point that most of them were trying to address was, is this new law or provision of the law reasonable? Is it too restrictive, I guess? And both sides, I mean, obviously, the, the prosecution from the Attorney General's office believed that it was reasonable in the and said that the Constitution allows the legislature to set laws that help promote public safety. And they talked about having a limit on the magazine size because in mass shootings, the larger capacity magazines are often used, and it doesn't allow for a person to like stop, kind of happen to put a new magazine in. It allows for like a shooting of more bullets at once.
Right. And so, you know, are you getting any sense from what the justices are asking and the way that the oral arguments have gone into the way the court may be leaning?
It's hard to tell because actually there's two justices who are not members, regular members of the court, because Judge Justice Cohen had stepped down and also Chief Justice Paul Reiber has stepped down from the case. He did not give a reason why he recused himself. But so that just leaves three of the permanent members, as well as two retired Superior Court justices who are hearing the case. So I don't know much about the track record of those two Superior Court judges, you know, ruling on appeal cases. But there certainly appeared to be some split among those three justices who asked a lot of questions, Justice Carroll, Justice Robinson, and Justice Eaton. Eaton seemed to be the most critical of the law and asking his questions. But I don't know if that means how he's going to behave either way.
And so, you know, we know that Max Meach's attorneys are arguing that this ban is unconstitutional and therefore the charges against their client should be dismissed. What's the state arguing?
The state is arguing that the Constitution does give the legislature the ability to pass laws and the governor can sign and enact laws specifically to promote public safety. And again, they say that this is a reasonable step in protecting public safety.
Who else is weighing in this case?
There's several groups that are weighing in, mainly for the prosecution side. They actually spoke during their attorney representing them spoke during the oral arguments on last month. They include the Gifford Center. The Gifford Center for gun violence protection. The Vermont Medical Society has weighed in. Gun Sense Vermont has weighed in. They all filed amicus briefs in the case, laying out why they believe that the law is constitutional.
And Alan, what happens next? So obviously the Vermont Supreme Court is going to rule in this case. And so lay out what happens if they decide that the ban is unconstitutional or if they decide, you know, that this is constitutional and essentially they are not overturning the lower court's ruling.
If it's determined to be unconstitutional, it appears that the charges against Max, the two misdemeanor charges against him, will be dismissed, because there's no grounds for bringing them. If the charges are determined to be constitutional, then the case will go back to the lower court in Bennington, where it's pending, and it will move forward to a trial.
And in terms of the civil suit against this magazine capacity ban, what can you tell us about other ways that people who don't like this law are challenging it?
Yeah, a group of sportsmen are challenging the law in civil court. In Washington County, that case is still pending. It's unclear how this case, the Max Meach case, is going to affect that case. I haven't gotten a clear answer yet on how that's going to impact it. I mean, obviously, this would set a precedent, I would believe, in whether or not the law is constitutional or not.
If Max Meach is ultimately found guilty of the two charges against him, what kind of penalty could he face?
He would face a year in prison, a year in jail on each charge.
Well,
very rarely do people get the maximum. It's up to a year in jail. And I should say also that his attorneys are arguing that the law also violates the Common Benefits Clause of the Constitution, which means that other people can have them, but he can't, because a provision of the law allows for these larger magazines, people who had them before the law went into effect, to still keep them.
Right. They were grandfathered in, the people who already had these.
Yeah. So his attorneys argued that's unfair, that some people in Vermont can get to have these while others can't.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens in this case and then subsequently what happens, you know, depending on how the Vermont Supreme Court rules. Alan Keyes, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.